Hello everybody, I'm back with another How to Go Soul Winning video, and today I want to talk about how to explain how to be saved, to believe in Jesus Christ, right? So after you've established to them that we're all sinners, that we all deserve to go to hell for our sins, God sent Jesus to be our Savior, to save us from our sins, to tell them that, Jesus is God in the flesh, and Jesus died to pay for our sins, he was buried, and then he rose again the third day. After you go through those things, they understand it. You establish that they believe and agree with these things, then you want to explain to them now how to be saved, to believe in Jesus, right? Now, the best way to start, in my opinion, the way that many people do this, the way that I do it myself, is to start in Acts chapter 16, verses 30 to 31, because the question is given in Acts chapter 16, verse 30, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is, they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. So, according to that scripture, it's very simple. It's just a question, how do I be saved? And then the answer's given right there. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And so usually what I'll do is show them the verse on the page, right? Actually open the Bible and show to them Acts chapter 16. I believe I talked about that in the video of why it's important to actually show them the verse, and show it to them on the page. Now, other verses about how salvation is only by faith would be John 3:16, a very common one, a very famous one, one that many people know, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then John 3:18 you could use as well. It's in the same chapter. John 3:36, also in the same chapter, also talks about how it's just by believing. John 6:47, another very clear verse that says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. So that establishes that when you believe, you receive everlasting life. So another good thing when you're explaining that salvation is only just by faith, just by believing in Jesus, is to define what believe in faith means, right? Explain that it's not just believing in the existence of God or in the existence of a person named Jesus, but that they actually have to trust in Jesus Christ. They actually have to believe the gospel, right? And so examples that are pretty common for soul winners to use would be things like parachutes. I've heard examples of if you had a backup parachute, then you're thinking maybe the first parachute's going to fail. So you're not really trusting in that parachute. Or leaning on a chair, if you put your whole weight on it, then that means you trust that chair that it's going to hold you. But if you're also leaning against the wall while you're sitting down, then you're not really trusting the chair, right? And some other examples as well. These are all good examples you could use to explain that if you're trusting in your works, then you're not really trusting in Jesus, right? Going to the airport, this is an example I used to use a lot, don't really use it as much anymore. Just for sake of time, I found that some people don't really need to have you explain, what it means to trust in Christ, right? Now, some people you will need these examples. Maybe they're having a tough time understanding what it means to believe. But the going to the airport example, I'll say something to the person like, Hey, if I told you I trust you to take me to the airport tomorrow, right? I trust you to drive me there. But then I call an Uber and I ask the Uber to take me instead. Am I really trusting in you? And they say, No, you're not. Right? Because if I trusted that person to take me there, then I wouldn't need a backup plan. I wouldn't need somebody else to take me. Right. And so I explain that in the same way, if I think I'm going to heaven because of Jesus, but also just in case because of my good works, I think I'm going to do other good things just to get myself into heaven. And I'm not actually really trusting in Jesus. I'm not really believing in him. I'm believing in myself, right? Another example I'll give, nowadays I use this a lot more. I say, if I tell you I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person, because I go to church, and because I repented of my sins, because I got baptized, does that sound like I'm trusting in Jesus or in myself? And most of the time, if they're paying attention, they'll say, That sounds like you're trusting in yourself. And then I'll say, Can I save myself? They'll say, No. And then I'll say, Can you save yourself? And they'll say, No. And I'll say, Who can save you? Jesus can save you, right? So these are some ways to explain to them that they need to only trust in Jesus to be their savior, right? That's what faith means. Now, again, don't just explain that it's by faith, but it's by faith alone. Because if you tell them, well, you have to believe in Jesus, oftentimes they think, well, I already believe in Jesus because they think, I believe Jesus exists. I trust in him for X, Y, and Z. But you have to establish to them that faith, again, means to only trust in Jesus. You can't trust in other things. You can't rely on other things to get you to heaven. So Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9, Romans 4, 5, these are good for explaining that salvation is a gift and that salvation is not by works, because both of these explicitly say it's not by works, right? And if they still, after you show them these verses, think that salvation is more than just believing, or that they have to do works or keep the law or whatever to be saved, these other verses are also good to show them. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Again, very clear that it's just by believing. Galatians 2:16, I don't have it memorized, but it says in three different ways that it's by faith, but not by the works of the law. And then Galatians 2:21, where it says, if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain, right? So very clear verses explaining it's not by the law, it's not by works, it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, it's by belief, it's by faith only, right? So these are all good verses to share to them to establish that all they have to do to be saved is just to believe. Now, many people might not understand right away. You can show them Acts chapter 16, you show them John 3:16, you show them Ephesians 2:8-9, those are usually my three go-to verses to establish the fact that it's just by belief and not by works. But there's some other things that you could ask them or other examples you can give that will help them to understand. So it's important to ask questions like when you show them Acts 16 or John 3:16 or a verse that says something about believing, to ask them something like, does it say you have to do it, anything else, right? So here's how this will look if I'm preaching to somebody, right? I show them Acts chapter 16. I say, the Bible says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And then I'll ask them, according to that, what do you have to do to be saved? Oh, you just have to believe. Does it say you have to do anything else? No, it doesn't, right? So that already establishes in their mind that there's only one thing they have to do. Then usually when I go to John 3:16, I'll also read it, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'll explain it a little bit, and then I'll ask this question right here. How many things do you have to do to be saved according to Jesus? And again, if they're listening and they're reading the verse on the page, they'll say, according to that, you only have to do one thing, right? So again, it establishes that there's nothing else they have to do. It's just by believing, right? Based on what I just showed you, do you also have to repent of your sins, be good, keep the commandments, go to church, or is it just by faith, right? You could ask a question like that after showing them Ephesians 2, right? Sometimes what I'll say is, so the Bible says it's not of our works. Works is like our own efforts of the things that we do, of trying to work for God, trying to serve God. And then I'll give them a list of things like this, right? Repent of your sins, be good, go to church, keep the commandments, get baptized. I'll say those are all good things to do, and the Bible says you should do them. But according to the Bible, can any of those things save you from hell? And if they're paying attention, they'll say, no, they can't. And then I'll say, so what saves you from hell? Believing in Jesus, right? Again, very clear. So you want to ask them clear questions like this to make sure they're following along. Another would be like an example of saying something like, well, if one believes in Christ, but they never repent of their sin, they never go to church, they never get baptized, they never read their Bible, where will they go when they die? And again, if they're paying attention and they believe the words that you're preaching to them, they'll say, well, that person, even though they don't do all these things, they're going to go to heaven because they believe, right? So these are all good things that you can ask them in order to make sure that it makes sense, right? Don't just show it to them. Don't just preach to them, but you want to actually interact with them, make sure it's sinking in their mind. Ask these questions to make sure they're actually with you, right, in the presentation, right? So I'll go into eternal security in the following video.